The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Weekend Edition. And Corey and I are starting out with an old friend of mine, Jay Taylor. You've known Jay for quite a while, too, I think, haven't you, Corey?
Yeah, I have. I like Jay.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure I'd go that far, but he's an interesting guy. You know, Jay, I got to tell you, you and I have been talking politics for a long, long time, 1990, 1995 or something. We started there, and we're both pretty down on where we think the establishment is going, certainly from a political standpoint, you know, and I have to tell you, it's becoming so apparent, and it's just becoming so blatant that the government really doesn't seem to give a rip about any of us, you know, and to me, that's really, really sad. I mean, we got a situation right now. I mean, I'd love to have somebody tell me why this is legal, but we have a situation right now with our president who is who's blatantly sidestepping Congress, most recently in the case with a situation with this fellow over in Afghanistan. I mean, it's really interesting. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Obama has been negotiating for his release for a couple of years. By law, he has to make Congress aware of what he's doing. He does not need congressional approval, but he does need to make Congress aware. And everyone in Congress, including members of his own party, have said, we didn't know a thing about this. And, you know, you got a president who has a philosophy that the end justifies the means. Well, in this case, he's got a little bit of egg on his face, don't you think?
Yeah, he probably does, but I don't think most Americans will pay too much attention to it too long as they have their baseball games and their Do You Think You Can Dance programs or whatever else entertains people. I just think it's a sideshow kind of this latest thing. It's something to get neocons riled up about and get angry at people who are Democrats or the Democrats that are more passive. And it just I think it just muddies the waters. I don't follow these things that closely because I just think they're sideshows that are meant to distract and keep people off balance and not focus on the money. You know, follow the money might be a good idea, but they make it so difficult to follow the money. You can't follow the money. Nobody knows exactly what our deficits are. Nobody knows. There's no generally accepted accounting principles that go behind the United States government deficits. I mean, so nobody knows anything about what's really going on. To me, all this other stuff is just a sideshow.
Jay, I would agree. All these stories that we hear, it seems like week after week are simply the flavor of the week, almost mm-hmm. like a tabloid-type story, that it's an opportunity to bash the administration, but it's distracting us from the bigger issues, and the bigger issues being we continue to pump money into the market, we keep on seeing the stock market reaching new higher levels, but yet it's not really trickling down to the average individual on the street. But you know what? Why would the administration change? Because they seem to still be in power, and Obama seems to still be signing over whatever he wants to get done.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter that people don't have a voice anymore. When the Supreme Court ruled that corporations are people, and therefore they can spend unlimited amounts of money on campaigns, then I think that pretty much finished it, pretty much made it a corporate state, and took away any remnants of a democratic republic. So I don't think that, you know, that my congressman or anybody in his office would pay any attention probably to any of my concerns. So I don't even bother writing to them anymore. It used to be 20, 30 years ago or so, you would get something back from your congressman, and maybe there's a form letter they'll send back, but they're certainly not paying any attention to it unless you're known as a big donor. I think that's probably true in most cases anyway.
You know, we got an interesting comment yesterday, kind of going away from this subject just a little bit, but we have a a retired university professor who's very, very active on our site, Cash for Silver, CFS. He's a guy who I got a lot of time for, although Kathy and I are a little irritated that he won't rent us his little home down in Sonoma. But that's okay, CFS. Don't worry about it. But having said that, you know, he made a very interesting comment yesterday. He said, quote, what the government is doing is not working. Central banks are panicking around the globe. Their theories are based on false premises, doomed to fail. Central banking officials have forgotten that government does not create wealth. Its sole purpose is to facilitate the economic engine and promote the general welfare. Boy, I think that it's gotten to be a heck of a lot bigger than that, and I think that that's terribly sad. Any comments, Jay?
Well, I think that we've had several generations of Americans now that have been brought up on communist economics. They call it Keynesian. I say it's communist light. But it's suggesting that government is the answer. I mean, Reagan could say it, but I doubt anybody could say it now. Government isn't the solution, it's the problem. But it is the problem because it's keeping people from being free and keeping people from markets to work. And, of course, the Federal Reserve is such a big part of the policymaking apparatus that and that is the total destruction of capitalism, really, when you think about it. Where does capital come from? What is capital? Capital is what's left over from your profits that you don't spend, or from your wages that you don't spend. That's honest capital. Now, let's say you decide to print $2 trillion more of quote-unquote capital, pump it into the system, put it into the bank's balance sheets. What have you done? You've just robbed the people. You've diluted their wealth by some substantial percentage of capital. You just bastardize capital and capitalism. And you distort the signals that the market would be putting out in terms of allocating that capital efficiently. And so the more of this we do, the more inefficient use of capital we get, the more capitalism is destroyed. And, of course, you've got people, you know, that write for the New York Times and the Financial Times in London and the Wall Street Journal, too, even, that have all been brought up with Keynesian economics. They don't have any understanding of what free market economics is. They call this capitalism. And then the worse it gets, they blame it more on capitalism, which means they need more anti-capitalist policies. We're on a downward trek, and there's no turning this ship around until it crashes, because unless people wise up, and I don't have a great deal of hope that that's going to happen, until they have to wise up, because who among us, you know, who have paid into our Social Securities, all Social Security payments, for example, all our lives, now think that we shouldn't get ours? You know, the problem is there's more people, as Ian McAvity has said, we've gotten to the point now in America where there's more people who vote for a living than work for a living. And I think that's not just the number of people, but it's the people at the top of the food chain. It's the sort of fascist economics, the corporatist economics that we have now, and both parties equally evil on this one. The Republicans and the Democrats are both the same. They both the Republicans want to have they're the war economy. They want to have perpetual neocon activities. There's not a country in the world that John McCain thinks we shouldn't go in and beat the hell out of them, kill a bunch of them, and take over their countries. And Lindsey Graham the same way. These neocons are so bloodthirsty it isn't even funny. There's no end to it. On the other side of the political spectrum, the Democrats think that you need more and more government to do more and more things to create wealth. They don't understand capitalism. They don't understand capital. They don't understand, neither do they understand the need to be free in order to for people to be productive and creative. And so, you know, we have this this police state USA. I interviewed Cheryl Chumley recently, who wrote this excellent book, I think, that really lays it out. I mean, this is Orwellian economics. I mean, this is an Orwellian society. And, I mean, we can take some hope, and we can gain some hope from the Snowdens of this world. I went to an event here in New York City last night.
Just got to interrupt you for 2 seconds here. We've got to take a real quick break. The stations have to make their announcements, and then we're going to be right back chatting with you. I find this to be an interesting conversation. The next question I have for you is going to blow some of our listeners' socks off.
free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Mr. T. Jay, you know, we have a very active blog on our site, and we've got an interesting commentary. I haven't gotten one of these in a long time, but Wayne wrote in Friday late morning, I might add, and said, God is against America for embracing sodomy, pornography, abortion, evolution, false weights and measures, etc. And, you know, there's no middle ground on this one. People either think Wayne is absolutely correct, or people think Wayne is absolutely insane. What does Jay Taylor think?
Oh, you know, I guess it comes down to a personal belief, and there I think everybody has to be free to figure that out for themselves. I would probably tend to agree with him because I don't think that you have to necessarily have to be a religious person or a believer even in God to see it. But let's just take the Ten Commandments, for example. Let's start with the one that has to do with, well, the obvious one's obviously murder. If you believe that family life is constructive, that strong families build strong neighborhoods, build strong states, provinces, nations, then you might think that adultery is not a good idea. You might think that bearing false witnesses against your neighbors might not be a good idea, to lie and get them in trouble and cause them trouble. You might think that equal weights and measures, the idea of stealing, which is exactly what our government does through the issuance of fiat money, and some of the other things, sodomy, homosexuality, things like that, I think you can make a case that certainly from if you believe in a traditional family, is the best kind of a family. I don't think you necessarily have to believe in God or not to make that case. That I think he's onto something there. Now, whether or not God is against America because we're doing those things, I wouldn't say he's against America per se. I think God, my own personal belief is that God looks at individuals, and if any of us are doing those things that are against his will, then I think we all face the wrath of God at some point in time, if not in this world. If we're not punished or we're not bearing the fruits of our actions in this world, then if you do believe there's something afterwards, it may be coming up later. But I think that initially the founders of our country said they believed in God. They said we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But they were endowed by their Creator, not by Obama or George Washington. It was by the Creator of the universe, which is, to me, it's made me do a lot of soul searching. We're brought up in a society now that has taught evolution, and I think the scientific evidence for Darwinian evolution, cross-speciation, is nil. It is evolution for sure. There's kinds of evolution, but to think that we came... I don't think there's any evidence in the fossil records to the contrary that contradicts evolution. So, you know, so you want to believe it, you know, if there is a creator, then to me that's an important issue. Another, probably the most important issue that most people, you know, we talk about keeping people away from the important issues of government. You know, who follow the money? Well, people are too busy watching their baseball teams or football teams or something on television that they like, and they're not really too much interested in these big topics. Well, the biggest one of all, I think, is there a creator and is he in charge of what goes on? And I come down on the side of a positive answer to that. I believe there is a creator, and I think that life goes on after we're gone, but there's a purpose for all of us. And, you know, that's, whether you buy that or not, to me, I think you can't, if you really want to look at it objectively, I don't think you can laugh off the Ten Commandments and the things that were sort of the foundation of our country and believe that defying those laws or those commandments are not going to cause us a lot of trouble. And I think they are causing America a lot of trouble right now. I really do. I think, you know, the one we talk about on this show, on your show, Al, and I talk about on my show most, is the one to do with the equal weights and measures, the stealing, robbery, and destruction of capitalism, destruction of capital, property rights, my right to have the fruits of my labor and not be forced at gunpoint to turn it over to somebody else and to share it as I wish. I mean, Christians are told that we're supposed to love and care for those around us, and we use the gifts that we are given or that we've earned, but we've been given because our life, if you believe, comes from the Creator, then everything we have is a gift from God. If you believe that, as I do, then you want to voluntarily share it with others. But to be forced to share it at a point of a gun, which is what Obama is doing to us, and I think that's envy, Thou shalt not covet was another one of those Ten Commandments. So I think that's what's behind socialism is coveting, wanting what your neighbor has. And by God, if you can't get it the honest way, then get a law passed that will give it to you. So I think your listener's onto something here. I think it's a very, very important issue.
Jay, I am 100% behind that God judges all of us individually. But then when we look at it from a state or nation level, some of the aspects that you even brought up, the thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, the U.S., we see signs all over the place. As we were talking off air, you said hopping in the subway, you're inundated with signs that say, if you see something wrong, rat on your neighbor. And I've even had a friend where somebody went ahead and falsely accused them of something, and it actually made their life torture and traveling just a complete disaster for a long time. And I think that's the biggest issue where America is going down, is that, you know what, don't impose your will onto others. And then America goes into every country they want to and says, you guys should be doing it our way. It's just a continued progression of, hey, this is America, but it isn't America. And that's not how America was actually, founded. No. And it's not the way that it's supposed to be run. Al, you have a couple comments on this, I'm sure.
I believe that I walk the walk. At least I try as hard as I can to do that, as Jay does, and it sounds like you do too. I think the real key thing to remember here, though, is something that Jay brought up, and that is, you know, let's not necessarily impose our wills on other people. Now, having said that, it sounds like I'm trying to skirt the issue, and it sounds like I may perhaps not agree with what Wayne said. I agree completely with what Wayne said, and I felt that way for a long, long time, but I'm not here to say that everybody doesn't have an equal opinion on issues. And as long as those opinions don't hurt other people, every picture tells a story, as, you know, as Rod Stewart said too many years ago. I think our country, one can build a pretty solid argument for the fact that moral values in our country are going down. I have friends who say they're not going down, they're just changing and everything is okay. Well, I mean, if you believe it, that's fine. I don't happen to believe it. My family doesn't happen to believe that particular statement, and it's not because we forced anybody, our children, for example, to believe these things, but it's just because Kathy and I are real believers in, you know, listen to what everybody has to say and then make up your own mind. You guys, we're going to be right back with Glenn Downs, continuing a little more in-depth political discussion.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only 1
$179. Two cases for only $355. Or get three cases for only $515. And all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, it's always nice to have Jay on the show. He's an interesting man. Another guy who is a very, very interesting individual is our Washington insider, for lack of better terms. Glenn Downs is a really decent human being. He's the chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones, who is another absolutely... decent is almost not a strong enough word to use for the congressman. We get a lot of positive response from listeners who are really appreciative of honesty in government, and most of our listeners feel, if not all of our listeners feel, that your boss, Glenn, is about as honest as the day is long, and that puts you in the same category. Not sure I can say that for a lot of members of the government, though. You know, I got a bit of a rant going here, and I want to start out getting your opinion on the question of, is the president really overstepping the line? Is he really breaking the laws? You know, I was under the impression that before he could do something along the lines of what happened last week in terms of this prisoner exchange, that he needed to work with Congress on that. He absolutely, according to members of Congress, did not work with anybody on it. He did it solely on his own volition, even though, as it's coming out more and more, many of his advisors in the past recommended very highly that he not do that. He did it anyway. I personally think the situation with Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is going to blow up in his face. I think that Sergeant Bergdahl made a huge mistake. Timing is everything, and his timing was absolutely terrible. If you want to convert to Islam, if that's your choice, you know, more power to you. But man, you don't put your comrades in harm's way. And as I understand it, some of the folks they didn't know what was going on, and so they tried to basically save this guy's bacon, and they were in fact killed in that attempt. I got to tell you, I would not want to be even close to being in Sergeant Bergdahl's shoes right now. But that's not the issue. It's not Bo Bergdahl. The issue right now is did the president really overstep a legal boundary? And it's my understanding that he did. Got some clarification on that?
Well, sure, Al. First of all, thank you very much for having me back again. But he did. The law doesn't require the president, any president, to get Congress's permission before making a prisoner exchange like that. But they do. The law does require the president to give notification 30 days in advance as it relates to letting somebody out of Guantanamo. You might remember when President Obama ran for office, one of his big promises was to close down Guantanamo, which obviously hasn't happened. But at this rate, he'll empty it out pretty quickly if he does a few more deals like this. But whatever anybody thinks about Guantanamo and the efficacy of these Taliban prisoners have been there for a number of years, hadn't been charged with anything, and the whole construction of Guantanamo and the way it was probably not well thought out. It was just something that just got started, and here we are. But that being said, the law did require the president to give 30 days notice to Congress before executing, releasing anybody from Guantanamo, and they did not do it in this case. So, but to me, this is part of a larger pattern. Setting aside this particular incident, it is a part of a larger pattern of the president taking extra legal steps. And in many cases, it's just refusing to endorse to enforce laws. You know, you put your hand on the Bible and raise it and swear to uphold the law, the Constitution, as part of your oath of office. So when it comes to one of your favorite topics, Al, illegal immigration, the president's just simply decided he's not going to enforce big, big chunks of the law. Then you have things like Obamacare, which is the law of the land, but he just by fiat said, I'm not going to implement it, or I'll just delay implementing the portions I want to implement. This is very concerning to me. This did not start with Mr. Obama. You know, the imperial presidency has been with us for a while. Mr. Bush, the president number 43, George W. Bush, was sort of famous for using what he called signing statements with bills. So when Congress would pass, remember, most of the time he was in office, he was dealing with Republican Congresses. So the Republican Congress would send him a bill. He would sign it, have a statement he would sign with it that said, I'm signing it, but basically this portion of the bill I'm signing, I don't consider to be valid, or I'm not intending to enforce. And Republicans, for the most part, gave Mr. George W. Bush a pass on those kinds of signing statements, which now is coming back to haunt us a little bit. In this Obama era, where he's taken signing statements and he's put them on steroids, he's just completely ignoring whole swaths of the law in a lot of different areas. But you lose some of your moral authority to complain about that when you didn't do it when it was your guy doing it. So, but nonetheless, this rule of law is an important constitutional matter, and it's got nothing to do with wearing the red jersey or the blue jersey or having the R or having the D. If we're going to have the rule of law and not the rule of men, then it's important that the laws of the land be upheld, and they're not being upheld.
Glenn, what scares me about this story, and it seems like a continuing story in the mainstream media, is that the president keeps on going forward with whatever he wants. And I don't know if that is simply because he doesn't have the votes to pass such initiatives, or if he just wants to full-on show everybody how powerful he is and skip all the status quo or procedural aspects of it. But what I don't understand is we hear people complaining or saying, hey, we don't agree necessarily with what Obama's doing, but why isn't anybody in either of the parties coming out and actually taking a stand against Obama?
Well, some people are, but here's the institutionally, and I think this is important. We may not be able to finish it in this segment, but it's very important for people to understand what has happened. You know, first of all, the Constitution envisions three separate but equal branches of government, legislative, executive, and judiciary. And the Congress is supposed to be first amongst equals. And that's the way, and you, that's clear. Listen, we'll go back and read the Federalist Papers and contemporaneous writings and the way the Constitution itself is structured. What's happened over time is the executive has really become the most powerful by a large margin. And one of the reasons that's happened is because the legislative branch has simply ceded a lot of powers to the executive. It's done it a few different ways. But for purposes of this, in this particular instance, the instruments that the executive, the legislative branch has to deal with this rogue executive branch, and these rogue executive branch actions are pretty blunt force instruments. You have obviously impeachment is on one scale, but you can do a lot of other things, including use the power of the purse and say, hey, we're simply not going to fund you if you don't do these certain things. But that would mean a showdown, and it's a showdown, and in this instance, it would have to be probably initiated by Republican leaders in the House of Representatives, and they don't have much of an appetite for a showdown with Obama because they think that kind of level, because they think it would lessen Republicans' chances this November, and they would not want to do anything to lessen the Republican chances in November. And that's a large part why not much is going on in terms of taking a real substantive stand beyond just talking.
We're going to have to continue this in the next segment. We've got to take a break here just in about 10 seconds so these stations can air commercials, make announcements, etc. I don't want to leave this topic quite yet, though, because I read an article by Charles Krauthammer, who I've got a lot of time for, Mr. Krauthammer, and he brings up a lot of the same things, giving some specifics, Glenn, that you mentioned. The legislative branch really hasn't, for lack of better terms, put any kind of a halt on what various presidents have done in the past, and they're certainly not doing it now. We're going to be right back.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
With our friend Glenn Downs. You know, Glenn, as I mentioned at the conclusion of the prior segment, Charles Krauthammer wrote what I thought was a very interesting commentary this past week. Specifically, it came out on June 5th, and he brings up example upon example upon example of where the legislative branch really hasn't done anything in the face of presidents taking just, you know, for lack of better terms, executive action, where they really didn't have the ability to do that. You know, and some of the examples that he's given in the past is, for example, the 23 executive altercations of the president's own Affordable Health Care Act. Hell, they did nothing with that. It did nothing at all when Obama essentially enacts by executive order the DREAM Act, which Congress had refused to enact. It did nothing when the Justice Department, it being the legislative branch, did nothing when the Justice Department in the past has unilaterally rewritten drug laws. I mean, so now all of a sudden they're getting really indignant because it didn't get 30 days notice of a prisoner swap. Well, sounds to me like it's a bit hypocritical. I'd like to chat about that maybe just for the next 4 minutes or so, and then I want to get on to something that is, I think, even more important in the sense that it tugs at each one of our purse strings. But we'll finish your train of thought, if you would, Glenn.
Well, just a couple more thoughts on that. Well, first of all, a lot of the ways the laws themselves are written, they're so big and so vague that they leave a lot of the rulemaking, which is the substance to the law, the details are left to the executive branch. That's entirely Congress's fault. Secondly, what's happened is that the members of Congress have, over time, for whatever reason, come to behave as though they were part of a parliamentary system of government. Like their job, if you are a Democrat in Congress, your job is to give aid and comfort and support to your Democratic president as if he was the prime minister or something of your party, and ditto for the Republicans. So when you have something like this happen, you don't see Democrats being, you know, righteously indignant about their constitutional authority as a separate co-equal branch of government being undermined. No, they want to give aid and comfort and support to Mr. Obama. Thirdly, just the larger question of congressional prerogatives. One of the constitutionally enumerated responsibilities of Congress is to do oversight over these executive branches. First, to, you know, this checks and balances, and what are these various agencies up to? And what's happened is just as a lot of the regulatory agencies have become captured by the interests they're supposed to regulate, the members of committees, Republicans and Democrats, instead of acting like overseers of these executive branch agencies, come to act more like cheerleaders for them or apologists for them. And it's a real problem. So there's a lot going on that should be exposed and covered and made more generally known publicly to the people that just never gets uncovered because the people who are supposed to be doing the uncovering are really more covering the backsides of some of these executive branch agencies.
Glenn, I want to switch up the topic a little bit here just because I know Al and myself wanted to cover this certain topic that we're going to go in. Al sent me this email a couple days ago that focuses on some changes in the tax code and tax brackets over down there in the U.S. As we all know, my background is as a CA here in Canada. I have dealt with tax before, and I did not realize that these changes were coming. Some of these changes include the top income tax bracket went from 35% to 39.6%. Top income payroll tax went from 37.4% to 52.2%. Capital gains tax up to 28% from 15%. And one of the major movers was the state tax, went from 0% to 55%. These really didn't hit my radar until Al sent this email over to me. What's going on here, Glenn?
Well, most of that, Corey, was as a result of the expiration of the Bush tax cuts. You'll remember, and this was a real miscalculation, in my opinion, when the Republicans, I guess, had in the early part of the Bush Congress, had a majority in the House. There's a tie to Senate, you might remember, with Dick Cheney having the tie-breaking vote, and President Bush was obviously the president. This is George W. Bush. And so the Bush had this big tax cut program they wanted to put in. It included, you know, eliminating the estate tax and cutting a lot of other taxes across the board. But the problem was that with the congressional budget rules, if you made those tax cuts permanent, it made it look like these deficits were going to be as big as they have been, as far as the eye can see. So in order to make it seem more palatable, those tax cuts had expiration dates on them. And so that's what, at the end of 2012, all those tax cuts were automatically expiring. So that's when you had the big lame duck session of Congress. You might remember that the vice president came down and negotiated with Republicans in Congress on behalf of the Democrats. And that's when the Republican leadership negotiated with Vice President Biden to let those tax rates go up, because if there had been no deal at all, they would have automatically gone up even higher. Now, like on something like the estate tax, there was a big push for to earlier on, before the thing just expired, to try to make that estate tax elimination permanent. It had kind of been stair-stepped down to zero, and for a short period of time it was zero. A deal was there to be made to have a much higher exclusion and a lower rate, but advocates of eliminating the estate tax would not take it because they thought the tax was just immoral. You've already paid tax. Why should you have to pay tax on something you've already paid tax on? But on a practical level, what ended up happening is they got a worse deal than the one they could have taken earlier. And that's what's happened.
Well, the question I have here, purely and simply, is, in fact, has this increase in taxes, which to many, many people is really significant. I mean, a 55% estate tax is huge. going up from zero. You know, the capital gains tax, that's meaningful, okay, et cetera. What impact, we've only got about 2.5 minutes left here, unfortunately, but has all of this made any impact on what it was supposed to make an impact on, the budget, the deficit? I don't think so.
Well, in fairness, I hate to say it, that tax revenues are up, and partly it's because it's not because the economy's been flourishing, but it's partly because tax rates have been raised. But at what cost? Because, you know, people, as you guys know, and your listeners know, people produce, invest, and save for return, and return is at least in rates. So if you raise people's tax rates, then you're going to have less investing, less working, less saving. So we see what we're, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, not only has the crisis, the economic crisis, not been fixed. In fact, I think we are in the middle of sort of a slow motion collapse right now, that you start seeing the exponential curve, and you start doing the math of these numbers about what the country is facing. Right now, it's a slow motion collapse, but it's going to become much more problematic, and it's not, in my opinion, going to happen very far down the road. And so tax revenue is up, but it's at the cost of one more pass of strip mining the underlying real economy, just to sort of keep the government Leviathan fed.
Keeping the government Leviathan fed, I think, is a really interesting way to put it, to say the least. You know, I got to tell you, I don't know, maybe I'm just getting to be old, but, you know, I've had a couple of days this week when I've just had kind of a very, very negative attitude. And my very negative attitude has been the result of, you know, staying on top of all of these issues. I mean, Corey and I deal with this stuff every single day, and it would be really great, I have to tell you, if we could see a little bit of long-term positive aspects of what's going on right now. I find it just incredibly, it's the best way to put this, I just find it to be more than just a little bit unsettling when you look at what's going on in terms of our president blatantly overstepping the law. It just, to me, you know, that's just not the way it should be. I don't know. I have friends who say you're just getting to be an old curmudgeon, and I'm saying, you know what my comment to them is? Pass the bottle of wine. Hope you guys enjoyed the show this week. It was fun putting it together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.